tape, reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 15, chapter 4. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chanda Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hey Mata Mahaprabhu Bhakta Bhana Sangha Vilachale Rahi Kare Nitya Vitarange. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Jagannath Puri, he constantly enjoyed chanting and dancing with his devotees. Amigyana Tinarangasya Jnananjana Savakaya Daksiram Ritanyena Asmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Chayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Namo Mahapadamyaya Krishna prema pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Samne Bola Sise Namaha Pancha Kapa Guru Drishtya Vipasin Bhuvai Vicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedana Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Sridhar Mayapur. I've been traveling from Israel and Brazil, and I lost track of the time. The super show told me about 3 minutes ago that it must be Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time in America. So easy to lose track of time here in India when you're traveling in different time zones. Maybe today's class will be abbreviated, so I could rush and see the deities. I was planning on seeing the deities now. I'm only here for a few days. I'm going to be getting that morning there. I woke up a little bit late. When I came, I met so many nice devotees immediately. And I wasn't planning on giving class last night, but somehow people showed up at my room and we spoke a little bit about Lord Chaitanya. But the experience is definitely here of Audarya. Audarya is magnanimity, and it's the main feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of his dham, Sridham Mayapur. We know that both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna are both Swayam Bhagavan, means the original personality of Godhead. But original, yes, everything comes from Sri, everything comes from Krishna, including all the other avatars, but at the same sense, you can't say that they're not all eternally existing. It's something like the sun and the sun rays. The sun rays are coming from the sun. And you can't have the sun without the sun rays. So although the sun is the origin of the sun rays, without the sun rays, there's no sun. So original, yes, Swayam means original. Ape, Chamsa, Kalat, Kalat, Prinsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam means original, but not just original, but original in the sense it's the full manifestation of that absolute reality. And the full manifestation of the person is his personality and heart, which only manifests in the intimacy of love. So the full manifestation of the personality of Godhead is Krishna. That's the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. But when that absolute reality manifests himself fully in the intimacy of love, inspired by a situation that's conducive to the intimacy of love, Sri Vrindavan, then God becomes himself, his full manifestation. So that's Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the full manifestation, is also Swayam Bhagavan, because he's Radha Krishna Vrindavan. But the difference in feature is food. So the difference between Krishna and Narayan and other Vishnu tattvas is that it's the same tattva, it's the same person, it's the same reality. But due to an approach of awe and reverence, or due to that supreme absolute reality desiring to enjoy that type of reverential love, then aspects of that personality are manifested or checked to support that type of love. Reverential love does not require the intimate revelation of the master. That's when the master is at home. So in that type of setting, God checks parts of his personality that are not conducive to that relationship. It's the same person, it's the same truth, it's the same tattva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also the full manifestation of Godhead. But the difference there is mood. When the magnanimity of Godhead becomes prominent in personality, in the full manifestation of the personality of Godhead, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the setting that is conducive to that is Sridhar Mayapur. It's not that Madhurya is not there. The Madhurya is there, it's just the Audharya becomes prominent. And in Sri Krishna, it's not that the Audharya is not there. It's just that the Madhurya, the intimacy, the sweetness of that personality becomes prominent. It's such a wonderful, wonderful concept of the absolute reality. And when you are here in Mayapur, when you travel and you wake up late, you're not in your best mode. I was kind of disappointed when I saw the clock this morning. But the traveling just takes a toll. You know, I left Israel early in the morning, and then we traveled. We got in 4 a.m. in the morning in Delhi, I guess yesterday, the day before Canada. And then, going into Delhi, and then leaving early the next morning, and then the plane. So somehow, I get to put this toll. But even though the mode, was, I was feeling the mode of that type of travel, still, when I picked up my beads, you can feel the magnanimity, how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give. This is an absolutely wonderful dham. You do feel, I wouldn't practice it, but you do feel that, as said in the Navadvip Mahatmya, that when you go to sleep, you're getting the benefit of Dandavat Purva, of prostrated obeisances. You kind of do feel that way. There's just something, and that really touches your heart, because there's nothing that touches the heart more than kindness. From one who understands their need for kindness. But once proud, he doesn't feel that. I always stress that. That's why humility is so essential to the bhakti process. The bhakti process is the process of heart. It's what you feel in your heart, not just what you understand. Although there's such a correlation between the proper understanding and having love, you can't deny that. If you have Mayavadi understanding, you're not going to experience love with Krishna because you have the wrong conception. So it is important to have discriminatory knowledge to some degree. But ultimately, it's that experience of God that we want. That experience of the absolute reality. And the most accessible experience of the absolute reality for us, so fallen, is the kindness of the absolute reality. And that's what's experienced in Mayapur. And when you feel kindness, you feel so fallen. And you feel so much need in your heart. You feel so much dependence in your heart. And that's actually a good feeling on the spiritual platform, even if perhaps on the material platform it may not be. But on the spiritual platform, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to be dependent. Anyway, I'm kind of relishing the dham, even though I haven't gotten out of my room yet, basically. I haven't had darshan of Radhamadhava. I went quickly to the temple the time I got to Radhamadhava yesterday afternoon before I came back here to meet some people. Radhamadhava was closed. So when I went in the temple also, just packed. And the 24-hour kirtan, an old friend of mine, a god brother, Murari Hari, his father was the kirtan guru of all the Gaudiya Mathas, practically. And he's a friend of mine. It's so nice to see him. And then he just sits in that kirtan and relishes that kirtan. He doesn't have to read. He doesn't have to play mudanga. He just sits with kartal. So he can do everything. So I was just relishing that the temple was packed and the pilgrims were just chanting and dancing. And you could really feel how empowered Srila Prabhupada is. Because after all, everything begins with a vision. And what was Prabhupada's vision? Whatever is here was Prabhupada's vision. What Prabhupada saw to spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how much faith we should have in that, how we should humbly bow down at his lotus feet and try to be somehow an instrument in his service, because how much mercy Srila Prabhupada must have for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what we've done here. And I'm seeing in Vrindavan, and I'm seeing in Mayapur, the temples there, and the spreading of Krishna consciousness in India, that so much in the holy name is being sure. When I came in the car, they have a 24-hour kirtan at the Bhajan Coop here, and what chanting by these humble souls. So that was quite nice. Now we can go a little bit today to this. I'm still hoping to go to temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Puri. He constantly enjoyed chanting and dancing with his devotees. Because what is enjoyment? Enjoyment is love. What type of love? Spiritual love, which is the essence of God's pleasure, potency, Ladini Shakti. It's Krishna Prema. That's what enjoyment is. All enjoyment is based on that. All enjoyment is the selfless exchange between God and his devotees, and between the devotees and the devotees. And we're meant to share in that. But due to misfortune, we develop a selfish mentality. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying at Puri, and he's enjoying Nitya Gita Ramya, with great pleasure, dancing and chanting. Because dancing and chanting is the expression of the heart. It's the expression of the heart in love. and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing his love for Krishna, Lord Jagannath. And he's dancing and he's chanting. And that's an expression of the love. And he's given us the same exact process. I've been talking a lot about this, especially in Pura, when I was in Vrindavan. What is this Acharya Leela? He's setting the example. Because why is Krishna come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He wants to attain love of Godhead. So the pastime, the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is God trying to get love of Godhead. So he goes to the devotee and he adopts the process given by his spiritual master to attain love of Godhead, which is non-sankirtan. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did to attain level, we have the same exact objective as God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, who is God with the same objective that the conditioned souls have, which is to attain the highest pleasure, which is the highest love, which is the mood and the residence of Vrindavan. So you see in Puri, he's enjoying that love. He's enjoying it also here when he came back from Gaya. Such a nice pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not have, or this Krishna did not have love of Godhead until he met the Guru, his Guru. And when he met it, he was transformed. How was he transformed? He was transformed in heart. A transformed heart is a humble heart that wants to serve the desire of others, wants to serve the desire of the beloved Lord, and give himself, herself, fully. And that experience of being moved by the desire of one's beloved, what Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, everyone's looking for love, but where to repose that love so one's fully satisfied? The answer is God. But that love can be expanded, Prabhupada said, to the greatest degree. And that's the goal of our life, is somehow give up this selfishness, this self-centeredness, and surrender to God and be moved by his desires. Be moved by his desires. To be a servant of the desire of the Supreme Lord. And then he'll be moved by his loving and pleasure potency. That's the leela and pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's not only his pastime to enjoy it, it's his pastime to distribute it. And that's our mission. Our mission is to taste and distribute. You can't taste, you can't distribute it without tasting it. You can't taste it without distributing it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving love of Godhead. And that inspires us because this is what we actually need. We're actually lacking it. It's a beautiful thing, and in our prayers, do not forget Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, that should be our main prayers. Because he's Namo Mahabhavanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Kanye Gora, she say Namaha. He's Krishna, but Namo Mahabhavanyaya, the most magnificent avatar because he is giving love of Godhead. Let us all pray. If you pray with me now, you're praying in my prayer. Let us all pray that our hearts may be qualified for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we may experience. So this chapter is going to give the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life of aspiring for and trying to attain the love of the residents of Vrindavan. So it's a good example for us because that's our objective. Everything else is secondary to attaining love of Godhead. Everything else is secondary to attaining the Godhead. We may fulfill our desires, we may live balanced lives, we may work in the world, we may take care of family, but the main objective of doing so is because those are the activities in our conditioned state that have to be fulfilled to give us a mind peaceful for that objective. So what is our goal? Our goal is that. Our goal is prema. And Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's teachings is the call to wake us up that from the illusion of Maya. And what's the illusion? The illusion is that this present body and those in relationship with the body are our eternal nature. We don't believe that theoretically, but that's how we see right now. We see in a bubble of this life as all in all. Sometimes we become despondent. If we limit our conception of life to this body like materialists do, rather than seeing our life as a soul, and the experiencing we are having now is an experience that's meant to help us achieve the higher objective. That we're not stuck in these American or bodies or Indian bodies or whatever body we have. We're not stuck in those bodies. It's not a one chance thing. I'm successful or failure in this body. But the success and failure is the development of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, in a world with so many other expectations that it sometimes weighs on our psyche if we're not materialist. But what's materialist? Material success? Material success is becoming God. Because material success is fruitive. And it's a desire for superiority. And that desire for superiority never can be fulfilled unless we have the position of God and we can ever attain it. And therefore, when a person achieves the highest material position, he's still not successful. If his objective is position, I was reading one book, it was a really good book and very interesting, by Viktor Frankl, called The Search for Meaning. I told you about this, a person in the Holocaust. And his experience of going through that type of horror, which is unimaginable. 1 out of 28 people could survive. That's how heavy it was. And it's called a book of search for meaning because, you know, I don't know how much you know if it's connected to the soul, but it's useless. He said that people ultimately they're searching for meaning. The conclusion was that we do have meaning and that in any circumstance we can find it. Unless we find meaning, we'll never be satisfied. And it's something deeper than material. And anyway, we see the life of Chaitanya. He sees the deity in the temple. He offers obeisances. He prays and dances and sends before him. The deity. Life is centered on God. And I know some people in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Sampradaya, and they have some very interesting, it seems to me from my discussion, their focus is around the deity, and very interesting. Also focused around the deity. But their sadhana seems to be the deity, cooking, and the concept is to make God the center of one's life. And in his mercy, he appears in his Achyavigraha. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, center of his life is Lord Jagannath. And you would see him every day. He offered obeisances, prayers, and dances. And in cultured life, one does not do anything before worshiping God. And if it's a temple nearby that's in a village, let's talk about the rest, people would not do anything until they first saw the deity. If this is spiritual life is reorienting the consciousness to God in the center. Because that's actually reality. There is a God, and he's conscious, And he's inclusive of everything. And we're part of that God. And as a part, our focus should be the whole, and that's the Supreme Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what a life. Sees the duty, offers a vision, prayers, dances. And whatever he does, we can follow. That's Radha Nidha Bhakti. We follow someone who is perfect. And what's perfection? They have the love in the heart that you want. That's perfection. You follow those who have the love in their hearts that you want. And he sees the deity and offers obeisances and prayers and sings. And then visits the temple. He would go meet Haridas Thakur and return to his residence. So he would see the devotees. And in his room, what he would do? Naam Sankirtan. Faith. He had faith in the holy name because this is how his guru told him he can achieve perfection. This is the method. I also saw, different, when I visit different people that I know, they're not just they're Vaishnavs. So I was staying with a family in Delhi. And the person, it's a line coming from the Vedic Vaishnava, but it's a line that Prabhupada even criticized. But what I appreciated about the person is that he works in the world, but I wanted to see him to arrange my taxi the next morning. He was in his temple room, and I could not ask him anything until he finished his sadhana. And what his sadhana is, it's so nice, intensely, he sits before his deity morning and evening and does between a half hour and hour kirtan on order of guru. And I just thought, this is just so nice. A little bit different than our kirtan, although it's Gaudiya kirtan and it has Hare Krishna mantra in it and part of the mantra. But whatever the case is, sitting before the deity, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, for a half hour, intensely, his guru instructed him, kirtan. And I can see how much that vibration affects his consciousness. He's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Advaita Prabhu came there to worship him. I could speak a little bit longer, but I do have to end a little bit early today, and sometimes, excuse me, because when I'm traveling, I get a little disoriented on the time. But it's so nice, and that's Prabhupada's mercy. Wherever you go, you have so many friends. His friend of Eddie, they're very nice. Richard Kumar and his wife. And those of you who know, and I too, they used to take care of the Vaishnava Academy where I am. And now, right near Mayapur, they built this big house. On the top of the house, they had a room and a porch overlooking the Ganga. And they say it's only about a 5-minute walk from the temple, out from the fields and everything. And they welcomed me. Use their house. They come here, they serve, it's very hungry. They had lunch when I came, brought something in the evening, came. It's so nice that the society of Vaishnava that Prabhupada has given us. Very nice. Anybody like to ask a question? I was thinking of a question, someone like Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Is that?
Gail.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I do have a question. As we try to progress toward loving, having faith in Krishna's loving nature, Krishna sees that, you know, he has to administer some curative treatments, as Prabhupada calls it, for our diseased consciousness. You know, for the sincere devotee, he has to do this. And so sometimes, you know, some those treatments can feel quite, you know, intolerable, you know. You know, but, you know, you can go through a lot of suffering as you try to tolerate, you know. So my question is, how to go through a Krishna conscious career, especially at such a neophyte stage, without, you know, stark raving fear about what's to come, even though you know that it ultimately is for a good, you know, result. You know, you want that faith in Krishna, but, you know, the fear of going through what we have to go through to get there is my problem.
Yeah, well, that's always fear. What's the fear? The fear is getting a little attached to a self-centered conception of the world. So we fear losing our attachment. That's natural. But there's another fear that should be stronger, and that's the fear of our lust, greed, anger, and following them rather than giving them up. We should fear what happens if we follow our lust, if we follow our greed, if we follow our anger. That's the greater fear. And that's what's putting us in the fearful situations we're in right now, because we follow those things. And it leads to a disconnect from reality. It leads to the nightmare of this material world. And I guess we just all experience that the world does not move according to our desires. And that's fearful. That's fear. Everything is faith. Faith is trust. And that faith comes from chanting and hearing. And that chanting and hearing about Krishna results in faith. And faith is pleasure, because faith is the experience of God. God gives us the trust in the fullness of that experience when it matures to the greatest degree. So chanting and hearing about Krishna will give us faith. And also, our difficulties also can give us faith. Because ultimately, if we tolerate, we'll see that God is there. The worst thing that can happen is death. But death can be the experience to finally give up the anchor of material attachment, the anchor of false ego. That is preventing us, which is the cause of all fear. What are we fearful of? We're fearful that the world does not move our way. And because of that ahankar, we're so embedded in the body that the soul, identifying with the body, experiences this horrible transformation of matter in so many ways, but it's not actually happening to the soul. It's happening on the top of the body. And when one actually realizes the nature of this pure consciousness, he no longer is affected by the changes of body. The earth touching and communicate, even death. Even when the body is taken away, the self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Even that, because you finally become attached, become detached. So it's, again, it's like the nightmare, but it's not actually happening to us. But we're experiencing that through the illusion. So I guess we have a fear of Krishna taking away our illusion, or making the nightmare more intense, so we finally woke up. Yeah. But, you know, Prabhupada was a boy trying out a dingam. He's fearless as he took shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. If you want to become fearless at the time of death, chant here and remember Krishna. If you want to become fearless at the time of death, chant. That's the main instruction of the Bhagavad. What is the duty of a man as a god to die? What should he not do? The answer is, if you want to be fearless at the time of death, then chant here and remember Krishna. Our whole thing is about becoming fearless. And taking shelter of Krishna is not going to cause us fear. That stuff is going to happen automatically. Whether we experience fear or not depends on our consciousness. And by developing Krishna consciousness, we become less fearful. You know, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. That was said, what is that? Is that by Franklin Delano Roosevelt? But it's really prophetic. Not pathetic, but prophetic. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's actually what we're fearing. Fear means what the future holds, not what we're experiencing now. Fear is about the future, not what we're experiencing now. Even if it's distressful, that's not what fear is. The fear is that, oh, in the future it'll be distressful. But for the devotee, the future becomes bright. Again, I say easier said than done. I went through my trials by fire. Now it's a little bit better, but I try to remain above reality. And now my life is a little charmed. It is wonderful, wonderful in Israel. Wonderful. Just that experience of lecturing every night and the gratitude and the transformation that the devotees were experiencing and expressing. Charmed. Now I'm in Mayapur, charmed. Now I go to Puri, charmed. Now I go to Vrindavan, charmed. Now there's places in the world where I go and preach, charmed. Still have to die. and what the speaker getting sick, and what else Krishna could put on me in the future. The only recourse is to become spiritually conscious so you're not affected by it. Yeah, that's my best.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was good. Thank you very
much. Okay, I try. Okay, anybody else think you say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hello, I'm here. I really appreciate your steady listen. Thank you.
Right.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
How did you do that? How go? Your future is so bright. You have a place in my airport. It's so wonderful here.
Please bless me, Maharaj, so that I can...
It is just so wonderful. You and Savitri?
Yes.
You should make your plans and come here to my airport. It's just so wonderful. And then I can visit you more often.
Sure, Maharaj.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Gordon Poughkeepsie.
Who's that?
Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. Hello. We have to make it. Hello. Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Anybody else say Hare Krishna? Okay. All glories to Prabhupada. Thank you all. So nice to touch base with you. One should hope that the Rubio Sakrita Sindhu Bayabaja, Kapitanam, Pavanirio, Vashnavirio, and the Lord of the Mara.